Time now for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by two locally operated businesses, Duluth Grill and Park State Bank. Steve Merchant with the DNR. He's the Wildlife Population and Regulation Program Manager from the Minnesota DNR. He joins us this morning as our guest to talk about something that the DNR is working on, an interactive deer map. Steve, good morning and thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So before we went on the air, you and I were kind of walking me through parts of this. Now, the deer map does not somehow magically tell us where the deer are exactly, does it?
No, it certainly doesn't do that. It gives you a sense, though, of how many deer and how many hunters and what type of land is there to help folks make some decisions about where they might want to go deer hunting.
So you start out, and we'll get a link set up on our website so that people can just click that link and go right to the map and take a look. It starts out by showing you Minnesota, and you click on your area of interest, and it pops up with a little box. For example, I clicked on Duluth, and it popped up with a little box that said 2015 Deer Permit Area 182, gave the dates of all of the seasons. And then there are a couple of links there. One is a detail report. The other is hunting regulations. Tell us a little bit about how you want hunters to be using this information.
Well, I think the new part of this anyway is the detailed report. And if they click on that, it will give you a one-page report with an awful lot of information on it about that particular deer permit area. And what's different about this is while most of this information has been available on our website, you've had to really kind of hunt and peck to find it, where this brings it all up into one pretty concise page that just offers the hunters just a whole lot of information. And kind of the more you look at it, the more information you actually see on it. So that's kind of what's unique or different about it.
So it offers you information, obviously, about the different seasons. It gives you information about what kind of cover you might expect to find in that area, what lands may be open to public hunting. It gives you license information. It gives you deer harvest information, special season harvest information. Obviously, it's designed to be handy, but at some point is the idea that nobody can say, well, I didn't know.
Well, I don't think so. I think it's just really designed that a lot of our hunters want this information, and quite honestly, oftentimes people, you know, ask us for it, and then so it takes some effort on our part to kind of compile this information for people, and that is just, you know, problematic from a workload point of view. So this is something that we can point people toward. They can look at it themselves and gather all of this information in a really convenient way. And I think people are hungry for this information, and they like to know, you know, what's going on in that permit area. And, you know, we actually know that most deer hunters are fairly traditional in what they do. They typically go back to the same place, and they just want to know, you know, well, you know, what, you know, how many deer were taken there last year, and how does that compare to the year before, and remind me again last year what the harvest strategy was it lottery, was it managed. So it just gives people that information just really quickly and really in literally about two clicks of a button.
Now, if I were a new hunter and I accessed this map or the detailed report, would that help me figure out what land I said, oh well, I think I want to hunt here. Would that help me figure out whether that land was private or publicly owned?
It'll tell you the amount of land that is publicly owned, which is important for a lot of people that want to hunt on public lands. So, and it varies, you know, pretty dramatically from permit area to permit area. So if you want to know, if you don't have access to private land and you're a new hunter and you're going to be limited to hunting on public land, perhaps you're going to want to look at a permit area just to make sure, you know, that it has some, if not a lot, of public land on it. And it lists the public land by type, like state wildlife management area or state, county, or federal forest. So that's useful information for new hunters in particular.
And they can also have a better sense of, wow, there's a lot of privately owned land here. I'd better check some things out and, you know, get my permission if I want to hunt this area.
Right. So they'll kind of know what to expect.
Well, it's a cool thing, Steve. And once again, we'll get a link set up on our website so folks can just click right to it and check it out and offer their feedback. I suppose you're encouraging people to, or maybe not, drop you a line and let you know what is working for them, what they think is great, what doesn't work as well, so that you can fine-tune it a little bit maybe for next year.
Right. We've gotten about 400 responses already from that, and most people seem pretty happy with it, but they are offering us some suggestions on how to make it even better, which, you know, we want to make this a real positive experience for people that visit us, so we appreciate those comments.
Steve, thanks so much for taking some time to talk to us this morning.
You're welcome.
Steve Merchant with the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources. He's the Wildlife Population and Regulation Program Manager, and they've got a new interactive deer map that's got all kinds of information available for hunters. We'll get a link set up on our website, so it will be easy for you to click and check it out. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible in part by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items.